हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, 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 जय मिशुपार परमहंस परिवार प्रचार्य स्तोत्र श्री जय इंद्रेश्वर श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य बीबीडी संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की, ताई गौर प्रेमानंदी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टः प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Chapter entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, Text 13. Sarve te animishair akshai tam anu drutachetasah vikshantah sneha sambaddha sambaddha vichelu tatra tatra ha sarve te nimishai rakshais sarve te nimishai rakshais tam anudruta chetasah tam anudruta chetasah vikshantah sneha sambaddha vikshantah sneha sambaddha vichelustatra tatra sarve te nimishai rakshais tam anudruta chetasah vikshantah sneha sambaddha vichelustatra tatra sarve te nimishai rakshais tam anudruta chetasah vikshantah sneha sambaddha vichelustatra tatra tamanudrutachetasah vikshantah sneha sambaddha vichelustatra tatra sarve te nimishai rakshais tamanudrutachetasah vikshantah sneha sambaddha vichelustatra tatra sarve te nimishai rakshais tam anudruta chetasah Ladies, sarvete nimishai rakshais tam anudruta chetasah शिक्षन्तः स्नेह सम्बद्धा विचेलोस्तत्र तत्रः. द वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग इज एज फॉलोज. सर्वे ऑल ते दे अनिमिषै विदाउट ट्विंकलिंग ऑफ द आईज अक्षय बाय द आय तम अनु आफ्टर हिम द्रुतचेतसः मेल्टेड हार्ट विक्षन्तः लुकिंग अपॉन हिम स्नेह संबद्धा बाउंड बाय प्योर अफेक्शन विचेलु बिगैन टू मूव तत्र तत्र हियर एंड देयर सो दे डिड. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन. All their hearts were melting for him on the pot of attraction. They looked at him without blinking their eyes and they moved hither and thither in perplexity. Purport. Krishna is naturally attractive for all living beings because he is the chief eternal amongst all eternals. He alone is the maintainer of the many eternals. This is said in the Kathopanishad. And thus one can obtain permanent peace and prosperity by revival of one's eternal relation with him, now forgotten under the spell of Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord. Once this relation is slightly revived, the conditioned soul at once becomes freed from the illusion of material energy and becomes mad after the association of the Lord. This association is made possible not only by personal contact with the Lord, but also by association with his name, fame, form and quality. Srimad Bhagavatam trains the conditioned soul to this stage of perfection by submissive hearing from the pure devotee.
Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी निति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू अवर morning Bhagavatam class discussion. Sarve te animishair akshayi tam anudruta chetasaha vikshantaha sneha sambaddha vichelus tatra tatraha. All their hearts were melting. Who is this all? These are the Pandavas, and many names were mentioned in the previous verses. So we have Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadev, Bhimsen, Dhaumya, Satyavati, all of them. And what is the reason? The reason is Krishna is leaving Hastinapur and going back to Dwarka. He did that many times because of the affection for the Pandavas. Krishna would kind of not pay so much attention to running Dwarka. He is called Dwarkadhish, but Ugrasen also is the ruler of Dwarka. So there is Balram, Uddhava, many other personalities who would take care of managing the activities of Dwarka. Now, from one angle, Dwarka is a very special place. You don't need civic administration just like you have in Mumbai. There is a RTO, there is a signal maintenance, there is sewage, water department, fire department. Dwarka was a, or Dwarka is rather, a celestial, a divine, not celestial, a spiritual city, and which is just brought down from the spiritual world. There is a spiritual Dwarka, just like there is a spiritual Vrindavan, there is a spiritual Mayapur. Dwarka was especially created by Krishna for keeping his Mathura Vasis and all those loved ones safe from the attacks of envious kings like Jarasandha and Kalyavan. So we have, any time Krishna would leave Dwarka, there would be the Dwarka Vasis would feel separation. It's natural. And then when he would leave Hastinapur, the Pandavas and others, they would feel separation. So Gaur Krishna Maharaj in one of his classes says that Krishna has to take permission from the Pandavas that please allow me to go. You people have one marriage household, five queens married to one, Draupadi married to five husbands. He says, I have 16,000 households to manage, so please. And then the Pandavas would say, just few more days, my lord. And he would relent. He says, all right, just a few more days. Again a few more days. And finally he would say, no, I have to go now. So, 8th chapter, we see how Queen Kunti was so disturbed that, are you leaving us? As if she is not even able to believe that Krishna would leave us. And in an outburst of pure devotional sentiment, she says that all kinds of problems have occurred. We were tried to burnt alive in the Lakshagraha. Our Bhima was given poison. Then we were attacked in the battle of Kurukshetra with
mridhe mridhe anek maharatha srato. Then finally the war was over, but Drauni astra, the weapon of Ashwatthama. And my prayer is, it's like somebody would say, oh my Lord, I had this problem in my business, I had that problem in my business, and every time you gave me some loan or something like that. But here she is saying, let these calamities come again and again and again and again. Now, which temple you find people going and asking for calamities? You have any? There is a Hanuman temple just in the next lane after the road up to Babulnath temple. There it is said, Jagrat Devta. Jagrat? What does Jagrat mean? Alert. Alert. Alert to what? Alert to what you may come and ask from him. Your wishes are fulfilled. It's funny how we in India, we want God to be that Jo Dhyave Phala Paave. I don't even need to tell you what to do. A thought comes in my mind, you understand it, boom, that's it, and you are working on it. Very good God, keep it up. I like gods who are alert. In Maharashtra, there is another term used for these kind of temples, Navsala Pavanara. For those who are not Maharashtrians, it means somebody who just, you ask him and he gives you. And that's what makes some temples popular or some deities popular. So people come there by the horde, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And then they exchange stories of, you know, how I went there and I did this and I got what I wanted. So if you get what you wanted, does it make you happy? You may say, of course. Otherwise, why should I ask for it? So if your kid, if there are two, three small children here, if they keep on asking their mother for sugar candy, and the mother gives candy because the mother loves the kid, and then the doctor comes and says, all his teeth are rotting, what are you doing? He says, oh, I love my child. Oh, do you love your child? Do you also love a healthy child? Of course, yeah. So what do you value more? Fulfilling his wishes or keeping him healthy? Any enlightened mother would say, of course, I want to see him healthy. So then you have to stop the candy. Is it not? That is common sense. So therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the so many personalities which are commonly worshipped, whom we call Devi Devta or demigods, many times people outside are very angry when we, especially those who read Bhagavatam and say demigods. Demi? Demi means half size or semi. Hey, who gave you, Hare Krishna, the right to call somebody demi, semi? And who's your deity here? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, wow. You are attracted by some hero and you make him the Supreme Person. And we are attracted to somebody and you just say demigod, semigod. Are we sentimental? Yes, no, maybe. We are not sentimental. We are discussing what sentiment is today, but sentiment has to be on the bedrock of logic and reasoning. It has to have a sound foundation. We will see that. So, the point is, we see in text 8 that Lord Krishna has taken permission to depart and King Yudhishthira gave it. So, Krishna offered his respects to Maharaj Yudhishthira by bowing down at his feet. Why does Krishna do that? Because technically Krishna is younger than Yudhishthira. Technically. Yudhishthira Maharaj knows he is the Supreme Lord. But in this particular pastime, he is younger in age. And the king, Yudhishthira Maharaj, doesn't offer him pranam by touching down. He embraces him. So then the Lord is embraced by many, many, many others. So basically, Vedic culture, and in fact in today's India also, some remnants are seen that I'm very happy, especially in the north, then in Gujarat side, Rajasthan side, Bengal I have not seen much. South India, sometimes, not so much in Maharashtra, I don't know. I am from Maharashtra, but it's not like every time you see an elder, you touch his feet. Is it not? Not so much, right? But we find at airports, families, we have that culture. They are, somebody is coming and immediately they first touch the feet. Of course, sometimes it becomes a bit official. You don't really bow down. You just, jite raho. But at least the mood is there, which is very good. Prabhupada told two brothers, Brahmananda and Gargamuni, and their father was a big businessman. So they said that our father is rich. And so Prabhupada said, all right, if they come from good families, you go and visit them. So they went and visited their parents. And Prabhupada said, bow down. The moment you see your parents, bow down. That would make them understand that this Swami is teaching them some higher culture. So they went, their mother answered the doorbell, she opened the door, there was nobody there. So she was about to close, and again the doorbell rang, again she opened. She said, what is that? Then she found two sons on the floor. And she said, did you lose anything? Like we car keys fall, mobile phone falls, and we immediately are down. So what happened? They had to explain that we have this Swamiji and he teaches us that you have to touch, you have to bow down. They were strangely surprised. In fact, in my life, I never did this to my parents. And the first time I went and did that, and my father was visibly not surprised, but he was like, why? So I said, my Guru Maharaj has told me I should do that. And immediately I could see the twinkle in his eyes. Oh, he's a good guru. So many times, even today's parents don't expect that. But as a part of culture, you have to do that. So Krishna is a meticulous observer and practitioner of proper cultural values and etiquette. So with Yudhishthira, with Maharaj bowing down, Bhima bowing down, with Arjun embrace, and Nakul and Sahadev blessings. They would come and touch Krishna's feet. So, all these ladies and other personalities whom I just read, they were practically fainting. There was so much of separation from Krishna leaving. And after this, the 11th and 12th verse, which yesterday Sridharma Prabhu took, here Srimad Bhagavatam gives a kind of a siddhanta, a truth. It says that the intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees and have become freed from bad materialistic association can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord even though they have heard them only once. This is the reason why Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing that our temple should be a place where hearing about Krishna is thoroughly practiced. So we see that in our classes, there is discipline. The person giving classes has to come thoroughly prepared. Those who are listening, they also come prepared. You understand things. If you don't understand, you take notes. You ask questions. All of these are encouraged. In fact, sometimes newcomers, they come and they see that somebody is speaking and they say, yeah, but then there are kids bawling, there are playing, there is some kind of activity going on and there is one person who is giving a katha. Isn't this what you see in many temples? We don't have that. We strictly don't have that. In fact, once, His Holiness Rajanand Maharaj was saying that we need to have a place where toddlers, moms with toddlers should also have a place to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, mostly small kids, it's their nature. When everything is silent, suddenly they feel a urge to show their singing talents or whatever. Yeah. In a family setting, you tell them, sing something now, and they won't. But when everything is silent, they feel that, oh, why only this guy is speaking? I also have a urge to say. And then the other devotees look at that mother as if, take him out, take him out. And she's like thoroughly embarrassed, oh, I need to hear also. So, this is the physical aspect of a Srimad Bhagavatam class. People who have sitting disabilities, there should be a proper place to sit. Those with kids, there has to be a place where that can be accommodated. The whole thing is focused on hearing about Krishna. Why? Because one syllable, one word, one sentence which is coming right from parampara, if it enters your ear holes, it can cause a big revolution there. Chapter after chapter, canto after canto, you have this kind of thing of hear, hear, hear. For the first time, at least in my life, I heard this definition of listening to Shastra, submissive oral reception. Just think about it. It's not like you just come and say, okay, hear and go. No. You are submissive, that means your heart is involved. Oral, that means your physical ear is involved. And reception. You go to some place and somebody says, kya chahiye? You say, hey, talk properly. That's not reception, right? Reception is, yes, what can I do for you? They say that in some places it says, welcome. Happy, welcome. Some places it is said, well, come. That's a big difference. A dog won't understand this welcome and welcome. But a human being can. In fact, even if somebody gives you something, take it. You say, I lost my appetite. What did I do? I just said, take it. No. The Vedic etiquette for prasadam is, somebody says, my stomach is full. But just the way you are offering it, I have to take something. It is like that. Chanting. We can chant Hare Krishna in so many ways. We can contort our faces. It's almost as if you are sitting at a dentist's chair and it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What Krishna sees is the intensity. Of course, sometimes you have to say, oh, I'm doing this just because I keep on falling asleep. Agreed. We need to take efforts to remain alert. But just like deity worship, just like temple management, just like offering prasad, the whole thing has to have that feeling. consciousness. And that's why we are the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Why Prabhupada didn't say God devotees or God worshippers? No. There has to be a consciousness of Krishna, and that comes through so many ways and means. So, we move ahead. How then could the Pandavas tolerate his separation? For they had been intimately associated with his person, seeing him face to face, touching him, conversing with him, sleeping, sitting and dining with him. This was the fortune of the Pandavas. They could do so much. And therefore, today's verse we see that Sarve te, all of these people mentioned, even those who are not mentioned, Sarve te animishai. This is nimisha. Your upper eyelid meets the lower eyelid. See? How many times you blinked since you got up in the morning? You say, I don't keep a tab on that. Certainly, this is not like your exercise to, you know, people have this machine nowadays. How many steps you walk in a day? 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. There is no machine for blinking. There is no need also. But the nimisha thing is important when you are so attached to someone. This itself sees like an obstacle. It's like an interruption. You don't want that interruption to happen. So, animishai akshai. Sarve te animishai akshai. And then, anudruta chetasaha. It's a very unusual way Prabhupada is translating here. All their hearts were melting for him on the pot of attraction. Like you put what melts, ghee or something. Ice also melts. But ice is a cold thing. We'll take a warm example. So ghee, you put ghee on a pot, there is fire below, and ghee starts to melt. So we see ice melting, normal feature. Ghee melting, ice cream melting. Stones melting? You say, nah, stones don't melt. But a very favorite expression of Sanskrit poets is that Pashana Vidure, this can melt even a stone-like heart. Near Jagannath Puri, we have this place called Alarnath. And there you have, when Mahaprabhu would faint in ecstasy, the stones melted. Krishna's flute can make something which is hard melt. And something which is normally flowing, like the Jamuna water, stop. So this is how Krishna's personality can effect all these changes. Vikshantaha, because they are seeing him now, sneha sambaddha. The word bandhan, bound, bondage. See how Sanskrit is so close with other languages which came from it. We talk of bondage. All those who read Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis understand that bondage, 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 material bondage. Material bondage, bandhan. And now we are talking of spiritual bondage. Sneha sambaddha. Is there any connection? Is there something which corresponds? This is one clue which a careful reading of Bhagavatam will give us, that we are suffering because we are engaged in material activities. What is the solution? Somebody would say, then don't commit material activities. Simple. You may say, but that is the problem. I can't give up material activities. So there are people, there are methods who say, give it up. Your family is a problem, give it up. Your job is a problem, give it up. City life is a problem, give up living in Mumbai. You may say, and do what? Well, then you just meditate. Is that practical? Once upon a time, people would do that. But you would say, where have these people gone? In my school days, there was a TV serial called Kahan Gaye Wo Log. People of my age would remember. And they would talk of some big personalities. Oh, he did so much for his country. He did so much for this particular invention as scientist or whatever. And they say, looking at people around us, what kind of substandard, what kind of people we are living in nowadays. Where have these personalities gone? Why don't they make them like that anymore? Because the answer is, this is Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga we will have. Look at you yourself. This is how almost everybody is. One person observed that you are the average of five people who always are with you. If you say, my friends are very lazy. That speaks about you more than them. If you say, my friends are all hot-tempered or lusty, angry, greedy, whatever, you associate with them, their color rubs on you. In Hindi, one poet said, jaisa sang, vaisa rang. So our principle is, we can't avoid this. In fact, our daily life is such that we don't even have any impetus to ask questions as to, is there anything more to life than this? I used to travel in the Western Railway almost for 14-15 years after I became, I think at 13 or 14, no, even before that. So one philosopher, railway philosopher, he had scribbled with a black chalk on the wall of the railway compartment, Shaam ko wapas idhar hi aana hai. What does it mean? That means if you got a seat, you are comfortable. Actually, that was my problem. In the morning, if I could get a seat, I would worry that evening ko nahi milega. And if evening I could get a seat, what about tomorrow morning? Tomorrow morning if I could get a seat, what about in the evening? I said, hell, this is a spiral. There is no escape from this. Actually, I was chanting at that time. And as usual, I mean, I still confess that problem of getting inattentive while chanting. But invariably, if I could get a seat to sit, I would just relax. And after getting up down at church gate, I would say, I would have chanted 3-4 rounds. But no, I needed this relaxing. So every day it would be, the choice would be to get relaxed so you can work in the office or to just chant so that there is less pressure when you come back in the evening. Oh God, it was such a relief when I joined the ashram here. But then, doesn't mean that if you have 24 hours to chant, you only chant for 24 hours. That also doesn't happen. But you all think about it. What are the things in life where if you get it, you are slightly less miserable. If you don't get it, you are slightly more miserable. But misery is there. It can't be wished away. So, the previous ages, they would say, just leave everything, go to the forest. One senior devotee told me that if anybody feels going to the forest, I have been from Himachal to Kanyakumari. And if it is said that sadhu should just take fruit from the trees, whatever falls automatically, he said there is not a single fruit tree available in all of India for any sadhu. Which is a fact. So, what could be a practical formula for increasing our hearing about Krishna. If that is the goal, that we have to hear about Krishna. Why? So we also become like this, Sneha Sambaddha. So I'll finish this concept. The concept is, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the kind of attachment we have for this material world, same attachment if it is transported from this circle A to this circle B, the job is done. Attachment we all have, isn't it? It's like money we all have, little bit, more, whatever. It is just a matter of where to invest. Just give a call to your broker, company A, company B. That's how it is. So we have attachment. We have a need for association. We need to be attracted to somebody who is happy, glorious, beautiful, strong, knowledgeable. All of these are there. Why do people see celebrities in airports or whatever and say, "Ek selfie, sir, ek selfie, please"? Why? Because then they can tell others that, guess with whom I was today? This guy. And why is he famous? Oh, he's a beautiful person, he's a knowledgeable person, he is strong, physically strong. Basically, six attributes only. You see how our Vedas are so correct. Aishwaryasya samagrasya, viryasya, yashasya, shriya, jnana, vairagya. They say there are only six things which can attract our mind. No seventh one, and these six are not one single of them has become redundant. You are attracted to somebody because of their money power. Mukesh Ambani has left this place and gone to stay somewhere else. Now, how many people leave their villages and come to Bombay or leave Bombay and go somewhere else? That is not a news item at all. But if he leaves, people will read. And if they read, that means they will buy. So that information sells. So same thing with beauty, same thing with power, same thing with fame. So Krishna is introduced by Rupa Goswami as somebody who is all attractive. He has all six of these. Yesterday I read a statement from Ramanujacharya that devotional service unto Vishnu or Krishna is a natural state for every conditioned being. You may say, really? Natural? How come then I am an exception or something? I can't. So in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj is asked that, why are you mad after Vishnu? And he says, what can I do? Just like iron filings, iron particles get attracted to a magnet. Does every particle decide, I'm going to run, there is a magnet here, I'm going to run? No. The magnet is there, they get attracted. So he says, similarly is me. My mind gets naturally attracted. And therefore we need to then think that am I iron or why I'm not getting attracted? The acharyas give a further explanation. Iron in its natural state surely will get attracted. But iron with rust on it, jang lagaye, that may not get attracted. So there is a magnetic power of the magnet. There is a desire to be attracted by the iron, and there is a rust element in between. So what mistakes even philosophers do, one mistake is, this magnet doesn't like me. This Krishna God is not favoring me. Maybe you chant and you are ecstatic, you also chant, you're also happy. Good luck, good for you, but not for me. So the question is why? Why would Krishna be like that partial? Does he have a material mentality? Shastra says no. Is Krishna exhausted sometimes? Too many people are chanting my name. Bhaskaro, Bhaskaro, Bhaskaro. Is chanting Krishna Naam like those who are in the computer field? Every time you double click on a website, it opens. What does it mean it opens? Your request goes to the computer accepts you, and then it has to process it and it has to open. But sometimes it can't handle so much traffic. So there is a 404 error, or there's a DNS error, or it says the server crashed. You made so many requests, the server crashed. So will Krishna's server crash at any time? Too many people fasting on Janmashtami, too many people chanting, dancing, too many offerings. Bas! Devotional service, reciprocation, suspended till operations resume. No. In Govardhan Dharan Leela, they were feeding Krishna mountains of puris, mountains of laddus, lakes of dal. There is a dal lake in Kashmir, not that. It's actually a dal. Lakes of sweet rice, lakes of kheer. And Krishna just kept on accepting everything. And he said only one thing. Aniyor, give me more, give me more, give me more. So, Krishna can reciprocate. Sometimes people say, too many people. No. Every single spirit soul is already an expansion of Krishna. Like a common father, the government may say, itne bachche kyun paida kiye? In my college, there was Indira Gandhi and her forced sterilization program. Many of you may not remember it, but she was thinking, overpopulation, overpopulation. There was this government ad also, BST bus wala ko, jagah nahi hai, jagah nahi hai, jagah nahi hai, itne bachche kyun paida karte hain? So the Indian answer is, bachche to Bhagwan ki den hai isme. Believe it or not, the outside world will never understand this logic. In fact, because of the low quantity of food and everything, the fertility is a problem. Aren't there fertility clinics? So why is that? So Krishna has already expanded himself, and he says that each and every spirit soul I am capable of giving him everything. So cognizance, whether Krishna knows somebody is suffering or not, not a problem. Why? He is already there as super soul. You don't need to tell Krishna anything. You may say, okay, resources are there. Cognizance is there. Still, why is not reciprocating? Maybe he is not having compassion. That also is not true. Oceanic compassion. In fact, ocean is a very bad comparison. This ocean seen from space has a shore, shoreline. Here it starts, here it ends. Krishna's compassion has no shoreline. So, the point we are trying to understand is Yasa sadhushu krite moksha dwaram apavritam. The same attachment ingredients which we have for material things, if we transpose them onto subjects of Krishna. Sometimes the Srimad Bhagavatam is even more, I would say, kind of, you know, these packaged drinks or, you all know Targola? What is called in English? Palm fruit or something like that. Palm fruit? Yeah, palm fruit. So, this Targola, palm fruit, one state it is all cluster, they all grow in clusters, right? Like grapes. So that is one way to see it. The second stage is when that palm fruit seller has kind of cut it, and then he has taken it from that ensconced state, and now he is offering them for sale. The third state is when you take it at home and then, oh, it's a painstakingly, you have to remove the skin, and that takes sometimes time. In fact, those who are dieting, it is very good. In 15 minutes, you can only peel off 2 or 3 maximum. So it is good if you are dieting. The thing is, find out Krishna, find out the source of this universe. That's like the Tadgola on the tree. You say, how do I make any sense of that? Scriptures with narrations of Krishna, that's like the whole thing is taken out and almost ready to eat. But this Srimad Bhagavatam verse where it says, your attachment, prasangam ajaram pasham, the attachment is ajaram, will never die. It says never grow old, ajaram. Atmana kavayo vidu, yasa sadhu shukrite tamo dwaram apart. So that attachment, it is better if you do it to Krishna, that means coming to a temple and offering pranams and charanamrit, all good. But if it is done to a sadhu, best. That's like immediately digestible Krishna bhakti vitamins. So search out a sadhu, 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 all the time, sadhu. I heard an unbelievable story. This is New York, 55th Street. Prabhupada said, I was loitering like a vagabond. That means without any chappar, without any ceiling, no shelter anywhere. 65. 75, Prabhupada is sitting on the terrace of 11-story skyscraper. He said, that's how Krishna gave so much. There was one boy there. He was a regular. I don't know whether he was initiated or not, but he was a good devotee. And then something happened and he stopped coming to the temple. And actually he became a bit inimical. He started speaking against Prabhupada. What was his problem? He said, I was born to become a guitar rock star. But Prabhupada and chanting and everything stopped my career. So the world is bereft of one big musician who could have done so much for this world. But he would do one thing. He would come to the Govinda's kitchen and there was one pious lady. Of course, everybody was pious there, but this young woman would actually give him food, give him prasadam, whatever he wanted. But later in the temple, the thing spread that he speaks against Prabhupada, he speaks against ISKCON, he speaks against this chanting process. Then somebody came to know that he is eating flesh, he is eating non-vegetarian food. So basically everybody in the temple was avoiding him. One day he came as usual, this lady alone would give him something. And he saw that devotees outside on the footpath were chanting. And he said, what's up, what's happening? She said, Prabhupada is coming. I said, oh really? So he stopped there. Prabhupada arrived and the devotees were shocked that if this guy, what is he going to do now? And Prabhupada walked right up to him, put his hand on his head, ruffled his hair and said, do you remember me? And he said, of course, Prabhupada. He said, oh, you are coming here and talked something. And one sannyasi came and told Prabhupada, he's a bit... He speaks ill about you, he speaks, and he also eats meat. Now, there are occasions when, actually in Hyderabad, Prabhupada looked one glance at the cook and said, remove him. This fellow is a thief. And the devotee said, we are not getting cooks here and there is one guy available, and Prabhupada said, remove him. And it is true, that fellow cooked something, and Prabhupada asked others how it is, and they said, it's all third class quality. So sometimes Prabhupada could see somebody and he told the managers, remove him. And this man, this sannyasi, is telling him, he's eating non-vegetarian, he's not chanting and is inimical, speaks against. Prabhupada is hearing and almost as if not hearing anything and is telling him, would you cook for me? And everybody is, what is he saying? And he said, oh yes, Prabhupada. So for the next 2 or 3 days, he goes to the kitchen and guess who is there assisting him? That lady who was always so merciful. And Prabhupada took whatever he ate. The story is from Shatakirti Prabhu's memories. He said, I don't know what happened later. He said, I don't even remember the name or something. So when we say that Krishna is unlimitedly merciful, but Krishna's mercy is seen 5,000 years ago, something happening, a sadhu, Prabhupada's mercy is something which 1975, just 25 to 47 years ago. So therefore, the principle is, if you are in close touch with a sadhu, please shut off the mobile phone. If you are in close touch with a sadhu, automatically you will hear only about Krishna. You don't need to tell the sadhu, please talk about Krishna. He will only talk about Krishna. So therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam goes to that level and says that just be in touch with a sadhu. We are talking of the melting pot. Now I checked the word for word many times. There is no melting pot mentioned anywhere. I thought maybe some other acharyas have mentioned. No, no other acharya also has talked about a melting pot. This is Prabhupada's giving it a nice little graphic touch. These hearts were melting for him on the pot of attraction. There's a pot of attraction and the heart is melting there. They looked at him without blinking their eyes and they moved hither and thither in perplexity. So, spiritual symptoms, that is our next point of trying to understand from this particular purport. There is one more point. We talked about the Hastinapurvasi is missing Krishna. Now we miss friends, we miss our spouses, we miss our children, we miss so many things we like, we miss. So our Navayogendra Maharaj tells a story of a widower, elderly gentleman, and he said, why don't you come to the temple nowadays? He said, oh, you don't understand, Swamiji, my wife left. He says, when was that? He says, 8 months ago. He says, oh, and you don't understand, I really miss her. So then one thing led to another and they were discussing and he said that first is she would always wake me up promptly. I would tell her that, no, wake me up at 7:30 or 8:30 in the morning and that's what she would do. And when she would wake me up, she would always have a hot cup of tea with her and my newspaper. And she would exactly know at what time I would go to the bathroom. So she would keep a bowl of hot water for my shaving. So he went on and on and on and on and said, this is how I miss her. So Maharaj said, I told him, look, you don't miss her. You miss what she was doing for you. That is a fact. You hardly miss the person. You miss, because when you miss a person, you talk about the glories of the person. When you miss somebody's service, you talk only of service. Like sometimes people say, oh, my father, you are gone. Now who will give me pocket money? So you are not missing the father's association. You are missing the pocket money. As they say, you know, I have an ATM in my house. So really, I call it father. with Krishna's devotees, none of them see the Bhagavatam, you don't find any of them saying, oh, Krishna did this to me, therefore I am so happy. Krishna did that to me, therefore I am so happy. So, we miss in a material sense what we get from someone. Isn't that selfish? It is. It is better we accept that. The feelings for Krishna, when Kunti describes, Gange Ogham. Just like the force of a river, she just doesn't turn back at all, goes towards the ocean, on and on and on and on and on, till she reaches the ocean. That is the target. So the gopis ran towards Krishna in the dead of night, just like the Ganga rushes towards the Mahasagar. There is an interesting episode in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees that he has gone to meet Ramananda Rai in South India. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finishes off his South India Brahman, his touring pilgrimage, and comes back. But now Ramananda Rai cannot restrain himself. So he tells King Pratap Rudra that enough of politics, enough of administration, I am through with this. So what are you going to do then? I am joining Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, oh, you are so fortunate. Please, go ahead. Now this could be many of your dream that, you know, my boss says, go on, chant, dance, go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, anytime you want. You have worked for me so nicely. I'll give you a lifetime free air ticket. You and your family, no problems. So he does something like that, doubles his pension, so no problem of any family maintenance. And then Ramananda Rai comes to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this exact moment when he enters that room and Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe Rai, dekhi le kamal nayan, Rai kahe ebe jai, pabo darshan. Mahaprabhu is saying, Rai, you have come here. Did you see Kamal Nayan? This is how Puri residents address Jagannath. They call him Kamal Nayan, the lotus-eyed one. Did you see him? Did you see today's darshan? And Rai is saying, I'll go. After this meeting, I will go. Prabhu kahe Rai tumi ki karya karile, Ishwar na dekhi ke ne aage aitha haile. He said, hey, what are you doing? You came to Puri and you didn't go to see Lord Jagannath and you straight away came to see me? I can understand. Now this is what Rai says, and this is a very important concept. Rai kahe charan rath. He's saying, my legs are like the chariot. Rai kahe charan rath hriday sarthi. My heart is the charioteer. The legs are just the wheels of a chariot. Rai kahe charan rath hriday sarthi. Jahan laya jaye tahan jaye jeeva rathi. If the charioteer says go left, the chariot goes left. If it is right, the chariot goes right. What am I supposed to do? Ami ki karibo mana iha laya aila Jagannath darshane vichara na koila. I don't know what happened. My heart just says come to Mahaprabhu. That's where I came. I'll be honest with you. The thought of Jagannath didn't even cross my mind. Oh, this is strange, isn't it? You go to Jagannath Puri and you're saying that I didn't even think of visiting Jagannath. Prabhu kahe shigra giya kar darshan aiche ghar jai kar kutumba milan. Mahaprabhu says, go fast, take darshan of the Lord, then meet your family members also. So here the devotee is showing how much he is attracted towards with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to be a bit careful. Why? Because this is Krishna as a devotee. So although the devotees of Mahaprabhu are attracted to him as a Supreme Lord, and they always say that you are Krishna himself, you are Krishna himself. Here we see the dual role, we need to be very carefully understanding this. That this is the attachment devotees feel for devotees. And sometimes they may even transgress small rules, etiquettes here and there. Otherwise, first thing you go in a dham, shave your head, take bath, go for darshan immediately. General principle. So, in that Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, Srila Prabhupada talks of this Kathopanishad verse, Atmanam Rathinam Viddhi Shariram Ratamevatu Buddhim Tu Sarathim Viddhi Manapragrahamevacha Indriyani Hayanahur Vishayam Steshu Gocharan Atmendriya Mano Yuktam Bhoktitya Urmanishinaha. A very nice graphic understanding of our material body and mind. Atmanam Rathinam Viddhi. The soul is like the passenger sitting on the chariot. Shariram Ratham Eva. This body is like your chariot, your personal car, your automobile, your yacht, whatever you call it. Buddhim Tu Sarathi. Your mind, your intellect is the charioteer. Mana Pragraham Evacha. Pragraham is the reins, lagam. Mind is the lagam, the reins, and buddhi is the charioteer. So you may say, fine. So what's your point? The point is, in conditioned life, the buddhi is like a tuberculosis patient. He can hardly lift the reins. So when you say, hey, where is my chariot going? Let me ask the horses. The horses are the indriyas. So the ear wants music. You go there. The tongue wants to get something. App. What is that? Swiggy or whatever. There is one fellow who calls himself hunger savior. I was so amazed. This fellow is making us lose our health. And he's saying he's a hunger savior. Hungry kya? Yes. We are all. And they're willing to give. But this is simply the rathi is asking the horses, kahan jana hai aaj? And they're all running, galloping towards hell. So you may say, kya karun? What can I do? These horses don't obey me. So there is a lagam, there is a reins, that catch it. So you tell your intellect that catch them. He says, I'm trying. Don't you see my situation? So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna and all of this is, you cannot make your reins any less powerful. They need to be that powerful in order to check the horses. So boost your intellect. Make it strong. So strong that at one point of time, the horses are like foaming at the mouth, trying to go in different directions. Shh! They're all pulled. You know, sometimes the horses go in air, with their 2 feet, you know, they are really angry. But with the strong reins and a stronger sarthi, you can control them. That's the ultimate goal. So it is said that sometimes people say, oh, he is not disturbed because he is a pure devotee. Well, they became pure through a process. In Mexico City, early morning, one disciple was with assistant. He saw that, this is Prabhupada, yesterday night, so many mosquitoes. Oof. They were biting and we didn't have proper mosquito dome. So they were discussing and they said, did any mosquito trouble you, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, no. They were amazed. I mean, Prabhupada is so amazing that even mosquitoes don't trouble him. So one devotee said, maybe because you are a pure devotee, therefore the mosquito didn't trouble you. And Prabhupada agreed. Prabhupada said, could be. But in Kolkata, they don't see the difference. I am also from Calcutta, they are from Kolkata, so Kolkata there is no difference. So it's not like a pure devotee means it doesn't have material afflictions or whatever. In fact, sometimes pure devotees have more afflictions. Not of their own, but it takes somebody's. Especially a guru takes the disciples' sins. So, mana pragrame vacha indriyani hayan. These horses are our senses. Vishayan steshu gocharan. These horses will always try to find green grass. That is the indriya vishay. Atmendriya mano yuktam bhokta iti. One purport, normally bhokta means an enjoyer. But in one purport, Prabhupada gives a purport to this translation by saying, such a fellow is called a false enjoyer of this material world. I like that. Because we may say, I am an enjoyer. But Vedas always say, false enjoyer. How is that? Just like this hand of mine will grab some laddu and say that, I worked for it, it is mine. Okay, take it. How many hours will it take for a hand to enjoy the sweetness of the laddu? Eternity. It will never be able to enjoy. That's why it's called a false enjoyer. The falsity is not in the laddu not being sweet. Laddu is sweet. What is the false thing here? The hand not putting this laddu in the mouth. So is the mouth enjoyer? No. The tongue is the enjoyer. The tongue is a conveyor belt. It just like passes things. The stomach is the enjoyer. So the senses become envious of the stomach and say, kyon iske liye karna sab? As they say in Mumbai, kyon kaam karte ho? Sab pet ka sawal hai. If he's philosophical, he will say, papi pet ka sawal hai. But the fact is that the stomach, that fellow is sleeping at night, 10 o'clock, snoring like anything. The hands are spread like that. The legs are spread like that. Eyes are closed. Nose is making some avagaman of air. The stomach is working overtime. The stomach is not a laggard or a lazy bone. The stomach has to see that all bits of energy are spread to each and every farthest corner. Have you ever checked your hands? They all grow symmetrically, right? It's not like if you eat too much sometimes, this hand grows fast, then you have to catch up. No! Your face also, everything goes symmetrically. The stomach provides the energy. So Narad Muni says, that stomach is Krishna. Why can't you understand? When people say, I want to love my family first, my wife first, my husband first, my job first, my hobbies, interest, my country, Narad Muni says, all of that can wait. You may say, really? Even country also will wait? Of course. Everything which is a branch coming from Krishna tree will have to wait till Krishna, the root, has to be watered. You water the root, then you don't need to worry about anything else. Your stomach is full. Right now, after this, we'll go to breakfast. You'll take some khichdi, nice Dwadashi khichdi. We call it Dwadashi khichdi because it was one of our famous cooks, Daita Krishna Prabhu. He made that formulation. Sometimes mothers would tell us that, you know, ये बच्चे बहुत परेशान करते हैं वो टेम्पल जैसा खिचड़ी क्यों नहीं बनाते सो चौपाटी दारजी खिचड़ी लाइक ए रियल डेलिकसी लिप स्मैकिंग रियली वेरी गुड बट आफ्टर सम टाइम यू सेज स्टमक इज फुल आई एम हैप्पी सो दिस इज द पोजिशन ऑफ कृष्ण सो दिस आई थिंक विष्णु चक्रतिपाद गिव्स ए नाइस फ्लो चार्ट काइंड ऑफ थिंग. First, these devotees are seeing Krishna with unblinking eyes. What happens with that? Hearts gets melted. Hearts melted, that melted heart is filled with affection. Third stage. And the fourth is, they have to follow wherever Krishna goes. So just like Ramananda Rai said, what can I do? I came here, but my heart just followed and my heart just took me here. And I just followed. I'll end with two small examples of melting hearts. One is again from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya called the devotees to visit him again and again. especially after one Gundicha Marjan, he stayed in Puri for 18 years. So Gundicha Marjan, after that we had the Rath Yatra. And Rath Yatra gets over, 7 days, Ulta Rath. Mahaprabhu would not be dancing in front of the Rath because Krishna is going back to Dwarka, so to say, from Vrindavan, which is the Sundarachal Gundicha temple. And one day Mahaprabhu said to Advaita Acharya, to Nityanand Prabhu, I told him, please don't come here again and again. Nasi bar bar, don't come here. But he refuses to obey me. Advaita Acharya, how much love you have for me? He was taking the names of each and every devotee. He said, how am I able to say properly thank you? How can I express my gratitude? I am a sannyasi, I don't have any money. And then he said something which melted their hearts completely. He says, do one thing. You take my body, this is your property now. You can sell it anywhere you want. Any marketplace, if somebody wants my body, you devotees, it's your property. I can't bear to see you being separated from me. And then the devotees started crying. And Mahaprabhu started crying. And then he was so much morose that he said, all right, stay for some days. So again, 7 days passed. And he said, okay, now we have to leave. After you leave, I'll be heartbroken. So somehow, we can't even understand, we can't even measure what kind of pressure they had to put on their hearts to tear themselves away from Mahaprabhu's association. And on the promise that, we'll come next year, we'll come next year. So that's how they went back. Last example of melted hearts is when Aghasura Leela took place, Aghasura Vadh Leela. And for 1 year, it was not discussed at all. So, Shukadeva Goswami, he says, okay, Krishna killed Trunavart, Krishna killed this Asur, Krishna killed that Asur, Krishna killed Aghasur, and for 1 year it was not discussed, and then, and Parikshit Maharaj says, wait. Why was this not discussed for one full year? And Shukadeva Goswami is saying, ah, king, you're so fortunate. You really have good questions about Krishna Leela. Your questions are making this Bhagavatam discussion so fresh. I'm so happy about you. There's a very big mystery behind that. What is that mystery? The mystery was, Brahma decided to test whether Krishna is the Supreme Lord or not. And Brahma is the master of mystics. He's one of the Yogeshwaras. So what did he do? He saw Krishna playing with his friends. He said, how can the Supreme Parabrahma be just like a normal coward boy? Please understand, from Brahma's example, anytime somebody asks doubts about Krishna, how can Krishna be God? The Acharya say, simple reason, this fellow is in Maya. Plain and simple. Now, we don't say that. It's not, especially with your domestic relations, your family, friends, whatever. Why are you chanting Hare Krishna? You are objecting because you are in Maya. They become more in Maya then. So, don't increase their Maya. But actually, we know that. Our example of iron going towards magnet, fish going to water, that is how natural our devotion for Krishna would be. One disciple told, Srila Prabhupada, I have given you my life. Master, I know that. That means what's so big about that? Do something. So when we say, Krishna, I chanted 16 rounds. Krishna said, all right. Aage kya? 16 rounds simply means you asked for service. Is it not? 1728 WhatsApp messages sent. Service, 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 service. I want service, I want service, I want service. And when the service comes, block the number. Kitna seva bhejta hai. So that's our mind saying that. So please don't do that. Our mind is all, you know, in WhatsApp, should I block him? Anytime that unknown thing, should I block him? So the mind is always saying, hey, Krishna is asking service, should I block him? No. In fact, put Krishna as a star member. The first thing from Krishna should be at the top of your WhatsApp screen. So, Brahma decided to use his mystic power, carried away all of Krishna's friends, and then came back to see the fun. There was no fun. Krishna was playing with his friends, with the calves, everybody as yathavat, no change. And he says, like sometimes, you know, you feel like, did I sign there properly or did I write it properly? Did I send the proper acknowledgement? So you go back, check again, with respect to locks. Oh, pehla room ka lock kiya, pata nahi kiya ki nahi, dusra to kiya. Oh, bhi kholo, phir jaake dekho, cut, 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 cut. This is our memory. So Brahma thought that whether I have really put them in sleep. So he comes back. And the people are sleeping, the coward friends, cows, everybody's dream sleep, dream-like state. So he says, good, that means my mystic power worked. And then he comes back and Krishna is still playing. So he says, but how can that be? That means while I was here, Krishna took them away. So he came, went back to the cave, they were still sleeping. And came here, they're still playing, sleeping, playing, sleeping, playing, sleeping. Boom! Computer got hanged. That blue screen, you know, get a computer, can't process anything now. So he said, I think I made a mistake. Not a mistake, a big mistake. So what happens, that is a big topic. We won't go there. We are interested in something before that. So for one full year, Krishna has become the calves. Krishna has become the coward boys. And each and every coward boy with his mannerisms, his frame, his items which he would like, how many times he would tell his mom, prepare only this, I want that, yesterday you made something, but you should make it twice, I told you again and again. Everything what that coward boy would do, hundreds and thousands of coward boys and hundreds and thousands of calves. And this drama, within a drama, went on for 365 days. And one day, these cows were grown cows. That means they are not allowed near the cows. Otherwise, they would drink all the milk. And they don't need to drink milk. They can chew grass. So therefore, they are kept separate. But this day, this particular moment, something which happened, have happened, which would melt hearts. That's why we are reciting it. Tagade, older coward men were on the top and the cows were there with him, with them. And these not so young, not so small calves, they just came at the foothill of Govardhan. The cows saw them and they started running towards them. So these strongly built coward men thought that, hey, if the cows reach these calves, they would drink all their milk. So normally it would be like, hey, cha, chick, show a stick, and they run away. But this was not happening. The cows were simply beyond any restraint. They were just going, somebody took their tails, the cows ran away from that. They were frankly embarrassed. You know, especially people who have strong muscles, if something doesn't happen, it's a big embarrassment. So they said, hey, aaj doodh pura nikal jayega. Today we will not have any milk. So the cows ran. The cows were running with raised tails, front legs, back legs, joined, thar, 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 galloping down. The coward men decided to follow them. And when they came, they saw the coward boys, their own kids. But this time they said, I mean, they didn't say anything. They thought, what has happened? They started embracing their boys, started sniffing at their head. There was so much of affection, and the Bhagavatam says, exactly as they would love Krishna. And they couldn't understand. Their hearts simply melted. Seeing this thing, like sometimes intellectual people would like to ask a question that, you know, like one of our sannyasis was asked by a science student, does God have a urge to commit suicide? So he said, well, we worship a God who has no neuro problems. He has no psychological problems, no neurotic problems, nothing. It's a healthy, mind-body fit God. So we see people, big-time people with big-time achievements committing suicide. So people think, does God any have our problems? So, the corollary to that question is, can God be illusioned? Can God be illusioned? Like a magician, he shows magic. Can that magic illusion encapsulate his mind? So no. Like a magician said, okay, now I'm going to pull a rabbit. The live rabbit. And all the kids are like, but you know, the box has a container below it and there is a rabbit already put in it. And then he just made something and then the thing came up. So magic, what we see magic, is something which we don't see arranged. That's the only thing. Otherwise, there is no magic. But Balaram seeing this mystic transformation of the cows running towards their calves, the cowherd men jumping and embracing their kids. Is this any kind of maya? Now, here the word maya means magic or illusion. But he says, I am Balaram. I cannot be put into illusion. Only one person can do that. That is Krishna. Now Krishna and Balaram are the same. Krishna is blackish, Balaram is whitish. But still Balaram goes to Krishna and says that, hey, chote bhaiya, what is this happening? Is it something like your maya trick? And then Krishna explains. And then he says, oh, now I understand why their hearts melted so much. Normally they would love their sons. Normal. But this time they are expressing their love for you. And you are so great that every cow wanted Krishna as their own calf. Desire fulfilled. Every gopi wanted Krishna as their own son. Desire fulfilled. Not for a day or two. One full year. And that is how Krishna has the capacity to fulfill everybody's spiritual desires fully. We will stop here. I'm gone over time. Thank you so much for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Thank you very much.